Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the tree of life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
Thank you for traveling with Amex Platinum. To your right, you'll see oceanside relaxation at a fine hotel and resort property. When booked through Amex Travel, you can enjoy complimentary breakfast for 2 and 4 p.m. late checkout. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Thanks for listening to the Odd Couple podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern, 4 to 7 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Odd Couple at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
Now let's get this party started.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
It is the Odd Couple. I'm Chris. He is Rob. And we are live, all the way live, in fact, from the TireRack.com studios. TireRack.com, of course, will get you where you're trying to go. So use them. Odd Couple fans, listen here. If you miss any portion of the show, all you need to do is download the podcast. New episodes go up daily on all of our platforms. Just type in iCouple wherever you get your podcast, download the show, and hit the follow button so you don't miss us again. We've got a jam-packed hour. We got Dr. David Chow coming on at the bottom of the hour to talk about Aaron Rodgers, and we've briefly spoken about him and his attempts to come back from an Achilles injury this season. And then, of course, at the bottom of the – or the end of the hour, I should say, it is Trash Talking Tuesday. So your turn to trash anyone or anything in the world of sports. You will have 30 to 40 seconds to do so. Rob Parker's trashing the Houston Astros, who continue to just be kind of
pain
a thorn in the side of baseball.
Yeah, yes. That's what it is, Chris, a pain because they won't go away, right?
They're good. They're legitimately great, but I think the cheating stench has not left them, unfortunately. So
people were hurt, though, last night in Houston. You know, to lose the first two games at home, and now you got to go to Arlington, Texas, Chris.
I'm not counting them out, though. Are you?
No, no, no. It ain't over. I'm with you
they
on that.
They got heart. They got heart. Even though they cheated, they got heart.
And the Rangers haven't been there, but, you know, they
got
to win.
They got trash cans in Texas, too, don't they?
Yes. They're raking, though, in Texas. They have not lost a playoff game. That's incredible.
Nah, they're balling. This is a great run by them. All right, Rob, let's go to the NFL. And look, it's a different day, Rob. 15, 20 years ago, you never would have been talking about MVP in the NFL after week six, all right, or you know, right after week six. But now, you know, we have these discussions. The odds are out, and they've been out since before the season, and every week thereafter, the odds have been out on who, you know, are the MVP front runners. Shows are talking about it. It's a different day where we cover everything. So this is not saying this guy's definitely going to win it, but I think it is fun, and it's appropriate, and it's legitimate to say at this point of the season, who is the MVP? I think the projections that Mahomes will win it, Rob, I think those are fair as projections, right? I mean, because he's a great quarterback. He's the best quarterback in the league. I think that's pretty much a consensus now. And so we know what he's capable of doing. He hasn't been great by his standards thus far, but a lot of people feel like, you know what, over the course of the 17 games, he will rise to the top. So I'm fine with the projections of him, but I don't think anybody in their right mind would say he's the MVP right now.
Yeah, I think that's all for reputation, like you just said. That's all that is. Like, you don't count the guy out. Obviously, there's a lot more games to be played, so that's why he's going to be in that conversation. But if that award was given out today, he's not winning the MVP.
He shouldn't.
No.
He shouldn't, that's for sure.
He definitely shouldn't. But I know Tua, Chris, has impressed me. You know, like we talked about it last year. The only thing that was really a question or an issue was about his health, because he showed us last year. Remember, he had some big-time games, came back against Baltimore on the road. You remember that? That was an epic comeback, has put up some pretty magnificent-looking numbers.
Yeah.
Not flawless, and they got beat by Buffalo, and he's had a couple of interceptions, so I'm not saying he's flawless, Chris, but he right now would get my vote for MVP, because when I look around the rest, Joe Burrow's trying to, you know, piece it together. Josh Allen is piecing it together. Not that great. I don't know who else. You know, you like Micah after the Parsons.
No, well,
after the first
I like
two
Tua
games.
Right now. I agree
no,
with
no,
you.
No, 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 right. Am I right? I mean, like.
Yeah, I don't think, Rob, I don't know who else you could give it to right now. And Tua's playing great. He's leading the league in everything. He's got the highest passer rating, and it's a good one, 114. He's averaging the most yards per attempt, 9.5, which is crazy.
So that's right.
He's averaging over 312 yards passing a game. He's leading the league in touchdowns with 14. 5 picks, but, you know, that's not crazy.
That's a little high number. It's
yeah,
a little bit.
But, you
it's
know, there are guys, and Mahomes has 5, and he's only got 11 touchdowns. Josh Allen has 6. Wow. Jalen Hurts has 7. So, you know.
Jalen has 7 already?
Has 7. Yeah, and that's more than he had all of last year.
Right.
He's only had 9 is his career high for Jalen. So, yeah,
he's got 7 already.
He's throwing
yeah.
it to the opposing side too much. And then Tua's 71% completion, Rob. I'll say this about Tua. And, again, he would be the MVP right now. I don't think there's a doubt, because Mahomes is not having a typical Mahomes-like year. Josh Allen is up and down, as you said. Kirk Cousins got great numbers, but they're not winning. Right. Matthew Stafford, Rob, actually has good numbers as far as yards, but he's not winning. He's hadn't thrown a lot of touchdowns. Jared Goff, playing great. I don't want to and like he's not playing a great season, and that team is playing well, but he hasn't played better than Tua. And Jalen Hurts out of it. Brock Purdy was playing well, but they lost, and he didn't play well at all in that game. And then the non-quarterbacks, right? I thought Christian McCaffrey
He doesn't have enough cachet, Chris, that he could have a bad game or two and people overlook it. I'm talking about Purdy. Like you know what I mean? I think he could.
If Tua fell off a little and Purdy, got back to where he was and they go 15-2 and he has a great year, I think he could win it.
But from the standpoint of just a week before when they blew out the Cowboys, it was all about Purdy. Oh, yeah, like finally.
I think he was
due.
At that moment.
Well,
yeah.
And then just 1 week later, it's like, oh, okay, he didn't look that great. I'm just saying.
Well, look, I think it could – if Tua didn't play well – like say Tua throws 3 interceptions the next game, I think there'll be question marks about him. One, Rob, we're early in the season, so every game – matters more. You know what I mean? Over the course of 17 weeks or 18 weeks, each individual game won't weigh as much as it does now. So I do think guys, like if Tua has a horrible game his next outing, then I think he might slide. The problem is no one really is having this phenomenal year, Rob, other than Tua, right? And so I think it's like there's no non-quarterbacks. Micah, I thought, was in it. Not anymore. TJ Watt, Miles Garrett, they're having great years, but not enough to win the MVP as a defensive player. Christian McCaffrey was
special.
Playing great, but last 2 weeks he hadn't been that great, you know, statistically. So, yeah, it's going to – right now it would be Tua, Rob. Now, I'll say this. I think there is, and I don't think this will stop him from winning MVP, but there is a strong case to be made that Tua's not the best player on that team or even the best offensive player. Like, I think Tyreek Hill is like a real game changer, Rob, obviously. And I think he would be offensive player of the year. Like, you know, you got the defensive player of the year, offensive player of the year, MVP.
I think
Tyreek Hill would be offensive player and Tua would be MVP right now.
I could see that because you got to remember, and I do get understand it, but Tyreek Hill doesn't throw himself the ball. So
right.
if he's offensive player of the year, it'd be hard-pressed for you not to make Tua the MVP. Am I right?
Well, I think Tua would be the MVP right now, but I think Tyreek, man, is just – I don't want to say he – like, Tua isn't quite where Purdy is in people's minds, Rob, as far as questioning how good he really is.
No, he was good last year, like, before.
Yeah, but again, he still had Tyreek and Jalen Waddle. Like, and Mike McDaniel's a great coach. And there – look, you shouldn't be punished for having great weapons. Let's keep it real. When Patrick Mahomes stepped into the league – and started, ended up, you know, second year was a starter.
He had players.
Andy Reid is a phenomenal offensive coach. Tyreek Hill had already been a Pro Bowler. So had Travis Kelce, right?
Right. He didn't
and
make
so
them
Kareem
Pro
Hunt
bowlers.
Was
right.
there.
Right. Right.
So, yeah, he and nobody punched him because he did so many spectacular things. And I don't know that I would say, Rob, Tua certainly hasn't been as spectacular as Mahomes. He is, you know, there's a lot of yards after the catch. And I don't want to take anything away from him because, again, I think he would be the MVP. But I think there is a little question still as to how much of this is Tua and how much of this is the fact that they got burners. They're the fastest team. They got to be one of the fastest teams, if not the fastest in the history of the league.
It's true, but I don't have any questions about Tua anymore. I had questions when he first came in the league, Chris. I don't have any questions. The only thing that I even think about with Tua is him staying healthy, but that he can play. And I get it with the weapons. That's what you're supposed to do when they give you those kind of weapons. You know what I mean? And you still got to deliver the ball and make plays. Those guys aren't throwing the ball to themselves. Somebody's got to get it to them so that they can do what they do.
So do you feel like a receiver just can't be the MVP?
It's just hard because how are you the MVP if a guy threw you all those touchdowns and all those yards? How is it?
I hear you.
That's just a fundamental.
No, that's a legitimate argument. Here's what the only thing I would say, and again, I would vote for Tua right now, but I think it would be eye test. That's the only way you can go is eye test, because statistically, the receiver's not going to be, unless, Rob, maybe you had a receiver that broke a yardage record.
Yeah, it'd have to be
and
something
the quarterback,
of that.
The quarterback's numbers outside of that receiver weren't all that great. You know what I mean? Like if a guy caught 2,000 yards of passes, but the quarterback only threw for 3,800 or 4, you know, like he wasn't great
okay,
without
I'll
that
give
guy.
An example. I'll give an example. Maybe the reason that Calvin Johnson got into the Hall of Fame was that A, he didn't play long enough for his numbers to come down, right, to look more pedestrian, say in the latter part of his years. He played at only his height, so he put up some unbelievable numbers in those. Even though
Matthew Stafford was lose.
Matthew Stafford was throwing it to him.
Right.
And now when you look at Stafford, after that Super Bowl, people were talking about Hall of Fame. I don't know if he's still on that, despite, you know, all
Stafford?
The numbers and all that. Yeah.
No.
Do you see what I'm saying, Chris?
No.
So Calvin, Calvin got in. I don't think Stafford is a shoo-in like Calvin was. Calvin was
shoo-in.
First ballot.
I think Stafford is not in the Hall of Fame. Like,
I agree. I'm with you.
I think after the Super Bowl, it was like that talk.
Right.
Well, it was like if he's going to go on and have four more great years, right, even if they don't win it, I think it would have been like, okay, he might get in. But no, now that ship is sailed. Do you doubt whether Johnson should be in? Calvin Johnson?
No, I mean, his numbers were eye-popping. I watched, you know, I covered his entire career.
Right.
Chris, and My only issue was a lot of those games, the Lions were down 21-0, and defenses were really soft.
Prevent D, right.
They were. I mean, and that doesn't mean that Calvin didn't make great catches. He's not a great receiver. But, Chris, you know there's a difference between playing in games. You're down 21-0, and they're letting you throw the ball in front of them. I mean, that a lot. The Lions during the Calvin Johnson era lost 24 straight road games twice. Chris, twice. They lost.
You're right. And you look, you don't put losses or wins typically on the receiver, but that does allow you to rack up numbers. There's
it
no
just does. And
that.
He put up unbelievable numbers. He did.
All right. Rob, Aaron Rodgers been talking about coming back. Although I think today, and I hope we have some sound from it. I don't know if you heard him, Rob, on the Pat McAfee show. He was sober-minded. He wasn't.
I couldn't
like,
hear it over the cash register ringing, but go ahead.
He didn't, like, to me, he didn't sound like a Looney Tune. I thought he was very, you know,
realistic.
Sober-minded. Yeah, I thought he was realistic, but we'll hear some of that and discuss that next. Keep it locked. It's Chris and Rob, The Odd Couple, Fox Sports Radio.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker. Weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the tree of life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
There are some things that are too good to keep a secret. Like how your Amex Platinum card helps you have the perfect trip. I'd like to check into the Centurion Lounge. Or how it seems like you always get those hard-to-snag tables. Ooh, yum. And how you get the most out of select can't-miss events. With access to the Centurion Lounge, Resi Priority Notify, and Amex card member benefits at select events, you'll have to share. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
All right, it's The Odd Couple live from the TireRack.com studios. We're brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Progressive makes bundling easy and affordable. Get a multi-policy discount by combining your motorcycle, RV, boat, ATV, and more. All your protection in one place. Bundle and save at Progressive.com. Rob, we've got Dr. David Chow, who's a former NFL team doctor, joining us at the bottom of the hour to talk about Aaron Rodgers trying to come back and play this season. Rodgers, as he does every Tuesday, spoke today on the Pat McAfee show. Robert Saleh, the Jets coach, spoke as well, not on that show, but just separately. See, guys, see if we can get Saleh sound as well. But here's Aaron Rodgers today.
We're kind of way ahead, Pat, and just even saying that. There's just markers. You know, you saw me walk without crutches and throw on the field. Like, that's another marker is going to be jogging. And then another marker is going to be going through a pregame workout probably and getting on the practice field. And all these are going to take time. It's not just going to be, you know, boom, 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 boom. There's critical markers that I have to hit as far as single leg strength and being able to do heel raises and being able to do explosive movements. And these are all progressions that take time. So this is obviously we're ahead of schedule. There's a lot of factors to that. There's the way I've attacked the rehab. There's obviously the surgery that Dr. Eletrosh did. There's the rehab that I've done and kind of the round-the-clock approach that I've had. There's implementing the diet that I've been doing as well. And then just the power of the mind and the power of the manifestation of the desires. All those things together still doesn't get you back on the field. You have to hit a bunch of different things and be feeling a certain way. But, you know, that's the goal. We'll see what happens. I'm not going to put a timetable on it specifically. That makes absolutely no sense.
All right, Rob,
no, that was realistic.
Here's Robert Saleh quickly, and then go ahead.
we're going to prepare the way we prepare week in and week out. And I will say this, though, hats off to him. Like, he can easily hang up this year and just say, I'll come back next year. But it's another man who's showing a lot of love and appreciation for the locker room that he's in and the teammates that he has and the bond that he's created with this team.
I think he's fueled by doubt. I mean, I don't think I know he's fueled by doubt. You doubt, the more you doubt him, the more fuel he has. And, you know, he's on a mission. And there's one thing I've learned about him is that when he has something and he wants to prove something, he's going to prove it. So a lot of people can doubt him. I'm not doubting him.
I'm not sure where the music came from.
Yeah, that was probably on the pre-produced package or whatever that we grabbed that sound from. But I just, Aaron Rodgers sound more realistic than Saleh. And just, dude, walking Chris without crutches, I get that. Okay, you see him throwing a football stationary. I see that as well. That's not playing football. Like, there's a big leap that he's talking about. Of making moves in order to be able to get your solid footing on that. You know what I mean? And make it, it takes time. And at his age, to me, it's lunacy to try to rush back. And it probably won't even matter anyway, because it probably won't. By the time he gets back, who knows? They'll probably be out of it, because you can't expect to get three interceptions every week in order to win and have a quarterback who hasn't thrown a touchdown in a couple of weeks. They'll wind up very similar to where they were a year ago. Chris, is what were they, 7-10?
7-10 last year.
That they'll wind up right around where they were. And by the time he gets out, it might not be enough. And that's the issue when you have a quarterback that they have. That's why they made the change. If they thought that they could win without him, they wouldn't have made the change. There's a reason. And they're on pace to probably be 7-8 wins, but not the playoffs. That's exactly where they'll wind up.
What the only thing that makes sense to me is what Ephraim Salam told us last hour, which is, you know, obviously Rodgers' presence does have a good positive effect on the players, including Zach Wilson, who seems to play with more confidence when Rodgers is around. And maybe having a little carrot out there dangling, right? As, hey, if we can get in the playoffs, or if we're close, Aaron's coming back. So we can not only make the playoffs, we can do something when we get there. If that is making them play better, play harder, then I get that. But Rob, I don't understand why Rodgers is even trying to come back this season, other than maybe, like I said, what Ephraim said. Because, and I talked yesterday about maybe he feels like, you know, I don't have a year to waste at my age, but I would think that would spark you to say, let me take this off season and this rehab and get as, you know, as strong as I can to come back and have a phenomenal year next season. We got a good team. We're young. You know, the Williams brothers and Sauce Gardner and Garrett, they're not going anywhere. Breece Hall, they're going to be there. So I would think you'd say that unless you just want to motivate these guys to think that this year, you know, something's going to happen. So, I don't know. We'll see, but
it doesn't make sense. It doesn't make sense to rush the guy to be re-injured, Chris. Can you imagine he comes back, he rushes back, he plays in week 14, he gets hurt again, and now his career's over.
Yeah, and if he does indeed step foot on the field this year, I mean, look, we don't know how it would happen. But I don't think I'll blame the Jets. I think I'll look at Aaron Rodgers, and I won't blame him. It's his life. It's his body. He can do what he wants. But he clearly wants this. He clearly is pushing this. There's no way when he got hurt, or even a week after he was hurt, there's no way the Jets were thinking, hey, maybe we'll get him back in January. They're thinking like everybody else, okay, let's see, hopefully next year. And he's the one that started this notion that he might be back. So I would not look at the Jets. I know you could say, well, you got to protect the player from himself. I get it, but
sometimes you do. Everybody wants to play. Nobody wants to sit on the sidelines.
Well, They doubting that in Cleveland, but
he's hurt, Chris. Oh wow! Okay,
I'm just saying. No, there's doubts. I'm not saying I'm doubting it. I'm saying they're doubting it.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
There are some things that are too good to keep a secret. Like how your Amex Platinum card helps you have the perfect trip. I'd like to check into the Centurion Lounge. Or how it seems like you always get those hard-to-snag tables. Ooh, yum. And how you get the most out of select can't-miss events. With access to the Centurion Lounge, Resi Priority Notify, and Amex card member benefits at select events, you'll have to share. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
It's the iCouple live from the TireRack.com studios. Test your skills on Prize Picks this football season for a fun way to win up to 25 times your cash. Prize Picks, daily fantasy sports made easy. Visit prizepicks.com/odd100 and use the code ODD100 for a first deposit match up to $100 today. And as Rob said, call in now. 877-99 on Fox. Get ready for Trash Talking Tuesday. That's coming up. You'll have 30 to 40 seconds to trash anyone or anything in the world of sports. Right now, we want to welcome in a friend of the show, former NFL team doctor, now a sports injury analyst. You can follow him on Twitter or X at ProFootballDoc. We welcome in Dr. David Child. David, how are you?
I'm doing great. How are you guys?
Doing great.
We're great. We're great. Good to have you. And you and I, we've been texting about this Aaron Rodgers situation. So is this even remotely possible that he could come back this season?
Well, yes. The day that it happened in game, I said, oh, that looks like an Achilles rupture. And as soon as the head coach basically confirmed it, I tweeted out or X'd out, whatever you want to say nowadays, posted that there is a slim chance that he could return. What would have to happen is the Jets have to make the playoffs, and they have to make the playoffs with Zach Wilson or whoever they make the playoffs with gets injured, and Aaron Rodgers' recovery goes very well. There was always an outside chance of returning in January, and that's still where I sort of stand. But, you know, I don't know that it's because of the speed bridge and all this other stuff. It's still biology.
Well, that's – and quickly, let me – because there's a story in CBS Sports where they were talking about what you mentioned, like the speed bridge and supposedly this new, you know, recovery technique, or I don't know how new it is, but this alternative technique. And they're saying maybe he could be back by week 15 or possibly even week 12, 3 months. Well, I mean,
Well, here's the thing. When I said it, people gave me grief. Like, he's 39, he's 40, how is he going to do that? Well, remember, he plays the position of quarterback. Cam Akers did it playing the position of running back. Yes, much younger, and yes, a little bit more time.
I was going to say a lot
younger. 5 months.
Right.
Yeah, but here's the other thing about SpeedBridge. It was reported as this new innovative procedure. Let me tell you something. It's like 15. It's more than a decade old. I started doing it when it came out. It's so old, I've stopped doing it. I'm not saying it's a bad procedure. It's a way to augment the strength of the Achilles early on. But you have to remember, it's still about the biology of healing. You can't rely on an artificial rope or strand or suture to hold your Achilles. This is where I'm like, hold your horses a little bit. As much as you heard me lead off by saying it's not impossible for him to return in January, I also did not think it was the wisest idea to have him on the sideline. He's clearly not healed. What happens if he has to get out of the way or here comes the wash on an NFL sideline? That would be a tremendous disaster. So I think my opinion always has been somewhere in the middle. And lost in all this is I have full confidence that he's going to be able to come back next season for the Jets.
Yeah, next season makes 100% sense. Let me ask you about Deshaun Watson. The team doctors, and I've always had an issue with team doctors, only from this standpoint. I think there's a conflict of interest sometimes in doctors pushing players out or clearing them. I remember when Kevin Durant was told by Golden State Warriors people, well, you can't do any more damage to yourself. And, of course, he got hurt. And Anthony Davis was cleared by the Lakers doctors for the playoffs. He hobbled out there for 5 minutes, and, of course, he couldn't play. And Deshaun Watson is saying, you know, I was clear. He was cleared by team doctors, but I don't feel right. Shouldn't we listen to the people or the players themselves more so than doctors?
Well, I agree with you from this perspective. I always say return to play is a three-headed monster, and it needs to be a unanimous decision between all three parties. Any one party can veto the deal. And the three parties are medical has to say yes, the player has to say yes,
yes,
and the team has to say yes. Let's say medical says yes, the player says yes, and the team says, hey, look, we got a bye week coming competitively. We'd rather have you at 100% or, you know, usage, et cetera. So that's the situation with the team. The player should have a say in the equation. And also, even if the player says yes and the team says yes, the medical staff should have a say in the equation. And to me, it needs to be unanimous for a player to return. As far as to your point of team doctors, I can only speak to myself. In my time with the San Diego Chargers, including Phillip Rivers returning to play with that torn ACL 6 days from meniscus, it was the player pushing. It was never ownership or the team or the GM. I can only speak for me. As opposed to independent doctors, you got to understand, you have to have a relationship with people. What happened with Jamal Adams on the sideline with an unknown red hat independent doctor? That's not a healthy relationship to have a screaming match. You have to have understanding on both sides. So having been in the business, I am a fan of having relationships with players and knowing them, and therefore you have to be embedded and part of the team. I never experienced the conflict.
I agree with that, but you are getting paid if you're a team. You're getting paid by the team. And it's just, I just have, help me with the Kevin Durant one. You remember what I'm talking about.
Yeah, I do.
Like that, Chris and I, before he even played, right, Chris?
Yeah,
like,
it just
what is he
like,
doing out
just
there?
It
just was illogical
just
to us.
Seemed ridiculous.
Yeah, I hear what you're saying there, and I don't know the specific circumstances. From afar, I was worried it was always a little bit Achilles all the time, but that was from afar. I think that the one thing I would strongly say, the player absolutely can and should have a vote, and quite honestly, the deciding vote. Just like a doctor should have the deciding vote of no. The deciding vote should be of no, not of yes, right? And everyone has to be on the same page for someone to return.
But is there pressure, Doc? Is there pressure if you're a doctor who keeps saying no and keeps not getting players back on the field? Is there internal, like, you even if you don't, you might not, they don't say it, that you know that if I keep doing this, they're going to get a new team doctor. This team doctor stinks. Nobody ever gets back on the field. He always saying no. He's too precautious. This guy is too soft. I need a doctor who's going to get my guys back on the field. That's what I have the issue with.
I can see that perspective from the outside, and I think it's for the individuals to handle. Is it a tricky situation? I get it. But here's how I handled it. Yes, I got paid in theory by the team, but I told the team, look, you need the locker room trusting me. And here's the thing. From a business perspective, this is the way I always looked at it. If I'm a banker, my job is to take care of the money. If I'm a team doctor, my job is to take care of the assets of the team, and the assets of the team are the players. To rush a guy back and get him hurt does not help the team. To get a grievance does not help a team. I told my GM, the only time I felt like there was a conflict is when the GM would say to me, look, when's this guy going to be cleared medically because we're going to cut him? I had a conversation with the GM saying, don't tell me that. My job is to get the 53rd guy on the team healthy and ready to go and the first guy on the team healthy and ready to go. Right. Don't tell me that stuff because it might jade me. They might be my friends. I might leave them out longer if you're telling me that. Leave me independent. And my value to you is to be honest and have relationships with the players. That's my value to you and to taking care of the assets. And the players are the assets. And that's the way I treated it. And I get what you're saying, that it's a tricky, slippery slope that you have to be careful of. But I think players, when you're together with players a lot, they develop trust for certain people, whether it's coaches, whether it's media members, whether it's management, whether it's team physicians. And that's what you have to rely on, that trust between the parties. And you have to develop that trust, not in a moment of crisis.
But we got you, Doc. We'll get you on next week. When the NBA season starts, because I want to talk to you about the load management. You saw the league put out the thing about load management. So we want to talk to you about that. Yep. All right. Thanks, Doc. Thanks. More I Couple coming your way. It's Trash Talking Tuesday, 877-99 on Fox, 877-996-6369. Your turn to trash anyone, anything in sport.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker. Weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
All right, it's The Odd Couple, Chris and Rob, live from the TireRack.com studios. Test your skills on Prize Picks this football season for a fun way to win up to 25 times your cash. Prize Picks daily fantasy sports made easy. Visit prizepicks.com/odd100 and use code ODD100 for a first deposit match up to $100. Today is time for Trash Talking Tuesday.
Don't you ever talk about me!
It's Trash Talking Tuesday.
It's your teeth, Reggie. I don't know whether to smile at you or kick a field goal, man.
All right, Chris, let's kick it off with Q in Fort Lauderdale. You're on the Odd Couple Fox Sports Radio. Who you trashing, Q?
Hello, Odd Couple. I'm trashing Miami Dolphins front office. Like, why did you fire a productive defensive coordinator and hire a geriatric Vic Fangio? Like, Miami Dolphins defense, they play like a soft, cushy Vic Fangio diaper. Like,
wow.
It's so much zone. Like, I need a tape, Chris Broussard, Rob Parker. Why?
All right.
Look, the defense is vulnerable. There's no doubt.
My goodness. Is it that soft, like a diaper? My goodness gracious. I don't think.
Oh, here we go.
There we go. All right, Brian. In Tennessee, you're on the Odd Couple Fox Sports Radio. Who you trashing, Brian?
Bonjour, mes amis. Comment ça va? I'm trashing the 7 Canadian NHL teams.
Oh, my.
And it's a trash, but it's also a challenge. A Canadian team hasn't won the Cup since 1993. We're going on 31 years. What the hell? It's our cup. It started in Canada.
All right. It's hard to argue with that.
Right.
Chris, it is mind-boggling that the Tampa Bay Lightning and the Florida Panthers and these teams like that, the Las Vegas are winning, and they can't win a Stanley Cup in Canada.
31 years, he said? Yeah.
Yeah, mind-boggling. Let's go to Joseph. No, I'm sorry, Ryan. Ryan in Raleigh. You're up next. You're on the Odd Couple Fox Sports Radio. Who you trashing, Ryan?
I am trashing the Colts and their bad no luck at quarterback, man. We finally have hope in the future, and he goes down with an injury. At first, it was supposed to be, you know, something that he could possibly come back from, and understandably so. He's going to have surgery and take care of it, which is the right thing to do. But ever since we cut Peyton Manning, we had a few good years with Luck. We've had bad luck or no luck at quarterback ever since, and now it's just one thing after another. We've had bad luck, and we're cursed. We're a cursed franchise now.
I hear you, man. I know that's just like, goodness gracious.
There are ones, Rob, that have waited longer than them, too.
I know. But thank you. Appreciate the call. Rick in Fort Lauderdale. You're on the Odd Couple Fox Sports Radio. What up, Rick?
What's up, my fellas? How you doing?
Doing good, great. Man, who you trashing, buddy?
By the way, Rob, it was 1946 World Series. Cardinals stand the man against Ted Williams, and he only hit 200, his only World Series.
Yep, meantime, 200.
Meantime, stand the man won three World Series, but Ted gets all the glory. But it's okay. I'm drafting all the national radio shows, including two on this station. Not
wow.
You guys, okay? Who keep throwing superlatives at empty stat boy Herbert, who doesn't deserve it. I'm tired of hearing great and clutch and winner when he's neither one. Okay, he has a 500 record, and if you count the playoffs, now he's got a losing record. Okay, twice this year already, he's gotten the ball late with a chance just for a field goal to either win or tie the game, and he's failed. He's choked. He blew a 27-point lead in the playoffs. Okay, so enough of the superlatives about being great. I don't care if he's built like a Greek goddess. I'm a Greek god, and he's got all the physical talent. Okay, that doesn't make him great. Give me my little Tua, the real winner, every day of the week and twice on Sunday. So please stop with the superlatives on empty stat boy Herbert.
Man, Chris, did he see our show notes?
I know.
Did he see our show notes? What are we going to talk about?
Herbert next.
Chris, take Herbert out of the fryer. He's cooked.
My goodness gracious. Gary in Houston, you're on the Odd Couple Fox Sports Radio. Gary, who you trashing?
The NBA for rigging the 2016 dunk contest for Zach LaVine. The smoking gun was the first round of the finals. Aaron Gordon did a windmill dunk with his offhand behind his back while the mascot was on a hoverboard spinning. He got a 50. Zach LaVine does the exact same dunk with no mascot, no hoverboard, and the announcers even said it, no offhand behind his back. And it's an objectively worse dunk, and he gets the same exact score, a 50. Had that dunk been scored properly, Aaron Gordon would have won the contest. The second smoking gun is that the NBA told the players on the sideline to support LaVine. The players were celebrating after every LaVine dunk, but they didn't do the same thing for Gordon.
Man.
All right.
Was that the NBA dunk contest yesterday or last week? I mean,
no, that was several years ago.
I know. That's what I'm thinking. Wow.
You remind me of
Mace.
Yeah, exactly. But
he had to get that off his chest today of all days?
Right. Rob, I've always said they should – institute decimal points in the dunk contest. 49.4, 49.7. Because you know what I mean? Like, there's the numbers themselves don't give you enough room to differentiate between great dunks. So, all right, we got an hour left. As Rob said, we'll be talking Justin Herbert. Keep it locked.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the tree of life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
I'm Katia Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.